Welcome back to another episode of Weird and Wacky World with
Oat,
Queeks,
and Cha,
the Jabber Guys.
All right, this week on Weird and Wacky World, we're going to talk about Kids Gone Wild.
Is that the name of the episode?
That's the name of the episode, Kids Gone Wild.
That's a stupid name.
Well, there's a lot of stupid stories, so...
the only reason I said that, we're just trying to think of the name of the episode. We're spending way too much time.
Well, kids, you know, bad behavior, crazy things we did when we were kids, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, everything, and you know, you see posts all the time about what it was like to be a kid back in the day, you know, like the baby boomers. It was a lot different back then. Behavior... Now, kids, the way kids behave now?
Well, you know why?
Wow.
There's no threat of punishment. It's like, you're going to get a timeout. A timeout.
I'm going to count to three.
Yeah, you take your phone and your PS4 and you go to your room, young man. What the hell?
Actually, that's what my wife says to me sometimes.
And you go, thank you?
Thank you, bye-bye.
Yeah, I mean, if I was, it was me, I'd say I'd take all the timeouts I could get. So there's no deterrent for kids behaving badly. Well, you can't hit them anymore.
Oh, no.
Spanking.
Oh. Why can't you?
Yeah, you can.
Oh, okay, that was Cha that said that?
You're damn right it was me. What's wrong? You got to smack the kid in the ass when he's being a little ass.
Don't do it in public. You'll be up on charges.
Oh, give me a break.
You mean in public? In the home, you do it, they'll call the cops. The kids call the cops now.
It's insane, right?
Well, for sure.
Insane.
No. You call the cops. You just wait till that cop leaves, buddy. You'll see what a spanking is. I'll kick your ass.
That's what you got to do.
And then the recording on their iPhone, everything you said, and use it against you in a court of law.
And then I say from prison, you little bastard.
Put a hit out on you from inside.
But can you imagine? I mean, Ma had to bring up three boys.
Yep.
If she didn't have the threat of the broom and the wooden spoon, forget it.
She broke the spoon over my forearm.
Oh, remember? I loved those days.
I was cowering in the corner. Say you're sorry. Say you're sorry. Screw you, Ma. Screw you. Smash. Broke the wooden spoon. Took off her shoe. I mean, yeah, we took beatings.
Well, but you deserved it.
Absolutely.
Did you remember the time where you were being an ass?
Time was that?
Yeah, as usual.
Whatever.
And we used to, I don't even like to say this, but we shared a room.
We did.
We shared a room when you were in it. And you were getting in hell, and she was going after the spoon, and I just happened to be in the room, and you grabbed me, you fell on the bed, and you put me between Mom and you.
I used you as a human shield.
She just started to swing, and I just took it to freaking blows.
What a great move. I don't remember that, but good for me.
I never forgotten that.
That's awesome.
I was more mad at Mom, like, can you not see who you're hitting?
That really happened.
I swear to God. In fact, I think she had her eyes closed as she was swinging.
The human shield.
Yeah.
We were in bunk beds. I think we were, what, till we were, what, 23?
That's nasty. Well, thank God there were bunk beds.
Well, before Cha was born, you and I used to share a room.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
You did?
Yeah.
Why? There was three bedrooms. You guys were fucked up. You did it for no reason.
Why did we?
I don't know.
Why were we sharing the room?
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, we were little. Well, it was a big bed.
Where was the piano? The piano was in the dining room.
Piano was in the dining room.
So what the hell were we doing shit? That just twisted, man.
Yeah, it's true, though.
Do you remember when we were little? Okay, here we go. We're getting into the stories now. There was a double bed. Remember?
Yeah.
It wasn't a queen. It was a double.
Yeah.
So we used to, underneath the double bed, remember?
Springs.
The spring and then the bar along the each side of the double bed. We used to go under the bed and then grab on with our hands and race, do laps.
Because we had it's a hardwood floor and we had flannel pajamas, so you just slide across the floor.
Oh, yeah, especially after they just waxed it. Beautiful. You could actually drift, right? It's true. So we used to have races. It seemed like one lap around the bed took about, 30 seconds?
Yeah.
I think how big that bed was. I mean...
We must have been, 10 inches long.
Right. In your dreams, buddy.
It's true.
Yeah, it's true.
We must have been just tiny. We used to do laps under there. It was great. That was fun stuff.
Oh, yeah. We used to drive Ma crazy, too, by, you know, making all kinds of noise. And
On purpose.
Just to get her to come into the room. Because Dad worked until, midnight. He worked.
So let's set it up here a little bit. Right. So the room that we slept in was off of the kitchen.
Right.
And there's that one end of the house. And then you look through the doorway going down into the living room. It passed the dining room, and you could see right into where Ma was sitting.
Yeah. But you had to pass that opening to go from the bedroom to the kitchen.
That's right. So, yeah, that's right. So we would, we would make noise on purpose. Oat would pile stuffed animals above the door.
But not until we had Ma come in two or three times, until she was right good and mad.
Oh, yeah. We'd get her all primed up.
Yeah. That's
right? She's pissed.
Kept making noise. She'd come in. Go to sleep.
And, we had stuffed animals, Bugs Bunny. We had them all, right?
Yeah.
We used to stuff them above the door and leave the door ajar a little bit in there. So the next time someone walked through, this avalanche of stuffed animals would fall on her.
So we'd prime her up two or three times so she's good and mad.
Yeah.
And then we'd pile up the animals.
That's right.
And then make noise again. And she'd come stomping on in and open the door.
Yeah.
And all the animals would fall down on her head and we'd laugh our ass off at her.
It's hilarious.
She was pissed.
Absolutely. And then there was the threat of, well, wait till your father gets home.
Oh, that was it, man.
Yeah, but he's not home now, so.
That's right. And then when he got home, we made sure we were sleeping or fake sleeping.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Anyway, that's good times. Good times.
So we'll give Ma a rest here for a minute. We got more stories to share in that house, but let's move on. Let's move on to something else. Let's talk about, this isn't really a child story, but this is a funny story nonetheless. Over at our park, remember that story?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Set it up.
Set it up, Cha. You want me to set it up?
Oh, yeah. Set it up. So what were you doing over at our park?
Well, we're going to some concert, right? An outdoor concert.
So our park's in, it's in Lewiston, New York.
Yeah, so the parking lot was a little bit of a jaunt away from the stadium, I guess, and it was all outside. So we were just walking to the venue, and I had to go to the bathroom, and we came across this little round building, which was the bathrooms. So I go walking in, and I proceed to relieve myself in this deluxe urinal.
What do you mean, deluxe urinal?
Yeah,
What did it look like?
Well, it was like in the middle of the room. It was round. It looked like made out of concrete or something. Round with a bar at the bottom where you put your foot on. It goes all the way around as well. So that's how you like flush the pee down, as you step on the bar and this sprinkler-like looking thing comes in. Like. So as I'm relieving myself into this deluxe urinal, a guy came in and stands beside me and, he didn't come in. He came from around the corner. He was already in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And he stands beside me and he starts washing his hands in this deluxe urinal. I'm thinking, that is effing disgusting. And then it hit me. Like, well, why is there a soap dispenser in the fucking urinal?
And then it's all in one.
Yeah. And then it hit me a little more. Oh, my God, I'm pissing in the sink.
So you're thinking, why is this guy washing his hands in the urinal? And he's thinking, why is this guy peeing in the sink?
Yeah, and we just kind of made eye contact, and we had a conversation.
a little bit of a moment.
Yeah, but you know what? I was already, I finished. I'm not going to stop.
Well, it's one stop shop. You pee and wash your hands in the same place.
That's why I thought it was a deluxe urinal.
You may be onto something.
That's right. Yeah, I don't get embarrassed too often, but yeah.
So around the corner were all the urinals.
Yeah, exactly.
Obviously where he came from.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. There you go.
Chaw, you were always somewhat of a rebel anyway, weren't you? Even as a kid.
Well, I like to have some fun. Actually, there's one thing I have always remembered. We used to call it the Dirt Bomb Challenge. And, you dig up the flower gardens, like Mom used to dig them up and turn it over, and you'd have these big chunks of dirt that would like stick together, right? So they're big balls of dirt. And some of them were like rock. So we'd get, there had to be 12 or 15 kids on this street when we were little. It was great. So we'd take turns getting on a bike and driving down to the end of our street.
And this was before helmets. Nobody had a helmet.
Helmet?
I know.
Helmet.
There's no helmets.
Helmet. Dirt bomb challenge. No, it doesn't go. So you'd get on the bike and you start at one end of the street. And you'd go as fast as you possibly can because in the middle, halfway down the street,
seven, on both sides,
seven or eight, half the group is on one side of the street.
It's called the gauntlet.
Exactly. Yeah. And the other half was on the other side of the street, and we'd just be laced with friggin' dirt bombs. So the guy, obviously, he wanted to go as fast as he can because our job was just to pelt them with dirt bombs. Like, and obviously, you're going to aim for the head, right?
Of course.
Oh, yeah. It was nasty. It was a lot of fun, though.
Yeah. No helmet and...
No, gosh.
Angel bars and banana seat.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, dude, the only...
the best. My super cycle.
Yeah.
Remember my super cycle?
Yeah.
Oh, no. That thing. Oh, what do you know? My red super cycle with the angel bars and the banana seat, and I had the hockey card stuck in the spokes.
Oh, the clackers. They made the clacking sound. Yeah.
Oh, clackers?
Oh, no.
Remember the clackers?
Well, yeah, yeah. Death on a stick.
But they banned clackers.
Yeah, because they were exploding and putting people's eyes out.
Yeah, what's the problem?
Yeah, I know.
What's the problem?
Well, just think clackers. Of some of the toys we had. I mean, yeah. Clackers were, you know, one of the things that were banned because you're, you know, you had two balls at the end of a plastic balls at the end of a string, and you'd make them go up and down, and they'd go crazy making a clacker.
They clack together. You know what game they banned? Really pissed me off when they did it, because I used to love playing this at picnics. Lawn darts. Make they banned the dart part. Isn't that key?
Well, no.
Lawn darts. Then what do they call it? Lawn. Like they're lawn darts. But no, we can't have darts because they're too dangerous. Well, so they replaced it.
People were getting skewered.
Well, it's because they're they're doing
get the hell out of
they're
the way.
Doing what Chad was doing. They're probably throwing them at bikes when they're riding by.
No, you have to describe the lawn dart.
Well, the lawn dart was like a dart you throw at a board, but it was multiplied by
ten
about,
times the size.
By about 10 times that big.
With a giant steel spike at one end to stick in the ground.
Bike.
Yes, it was.
Well, whatever. Wouldn't break the skit. Well, no, apparently it did.
It wasn't a point. It came to a round.
Yeah.
But you throw it 30, 40 feet in the air. When it comes down, hits somebody in
it
the head.
It sticks in the ground. Well, get out of the freaking way. How's that sound? Like, you know what I mean?
Teach some responsibility,
man. If you're at a shooting range, you're not standing in front of the fucking gun, right? It's just etiquette. You stand behind. When you're playing lawn darts, you stand behind. No, kids are running around up in the target area and getting picked off. Well, no wonder they're banned because morons were playing. Right? What the hell? But anyway, they replaced the dart part with this round, it looked like a bowl. Remember?
Wasn't it plastic?
It was like a plastic.
Oh, yeah, it didn't stick in the ground. It just kind of
it was like a Weeble. Instead, it was like a Weeble. Weebles wobble. Remember those things?
Yeah, yeah.
What the hell good is that? So when you throw it at the target, it lands and it skids about 4 feet.
Yeah, that's no good.
That's no good.
No, that's no good.
Okay, you got me all upset about lawn darts.
That wow. I think Queeks need another drink.
I think so.
Remember, how about Hot Wheels? Remember Hot Wheels?
Oh, I love Hot Wheels.
But remember, we used to build those tracks and we'd go all the way through the house. And then they came up with this accelerator where the car would go
through. Would you know what it was called?
No, what's it called?
The Hot Wheel Powerhouse, baby.
Oh, the Powerhouse.
The Powerhouse. It was awesome. It took four D-size
we had
batteries.
One. Yeah, we had one.
I've got it.
You took it.
Yeah, bitch.
He took it.
I didn't take it.
You took it.
Dude, it was mine.
Who said it was yours? You're the youngest.
Yeah.
So how is it yours when it's been in the family?
I was
the
last one that was playing with it.
Oh, so it made it yours?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm going over your place. I want it back.
The Powerhouse.
I got the powerhouse. In fact, I've got a suitcase at home full of Hot Wheel tracks.
Those were my cars.
Mine, or half of them
no,
are mine.
No,
those were my
no,
cars.
No.
I can name them all.
They're all mine.
Well, they are because you have them. Squatter's rights, you bastard.
I do have the Powerhouse, dude. It's awesome.
There's a video on YouTube of a guy setting up his Powerhouse. And he has it going. You know how it would go up and through a loop?
Of course.
Well, the up piece came away from the loop. And this car went up the thing and stuck right into the ceiling. That's how fast.
So let me get this straight. Let's ban the lawn darts. But no, the ceiling piercing Hot Wheels were fine.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, these are the toys we played with when we were kids.
You know what my favorite Hot Wheel was?
What?
The Red Baron.
Oh, I got that too.
Yeah, I know you do. This is my car, you bastard. Okay, this episode's pissing me off.
Dude, it's a suitcase full.
I know the suitcase was a wheel. It was a Hot Wheel. You bastard.
Okay. How many times did you actually play the full game of Mouse Trap to trap the mouse? How often?
Why would you
Not
do that
once.
When you just go to the end and trap the mouse?
Not once.
Exactly. You just go and you just hit the thing and make it come down.
We just built the whole thing. We never played. I don't think we played the game once.
No.
No.
We just build it up and watch the mouse trap work.
That's right.
Yeah, remember Kerplunk, that game with the alleys and all the sharp pointy sticks? If you're going to poke your eye out with something, that was the game you're going to get your eye poked out with.
Lawn darts. What am I? Here's what I'm talking about. That's fine. What about Hands Down? Oh, look at all the games we're mentioning now.
No, Hands Down. Yeah, people aren't going to know what Hands Down is. That was a great game.
That was a great game. You just dive for the middle and just slap everybody. It was great.
Yeah, last one down loses.
That's right. Anyway, sorry, we're getting into the game thing. We should have changed this episode to Game Night.
That's what kids, crazy kids stuff, right?
No, but seriously, it's a whole suitcase full of fucking Hot Wheels.
You know, I'm going to kill him.
Yeah. And you know what?
I'm
going
to have to kill him.
I went to set it up one time with my son. He was kind of younger. And I thought, you know, he's going to, and this is what I've been waiting for, right? Play with my son with Hot Wheels. Look at Tweak's face.
I'm pissed at him right pissed. Now. I wonder what happened to those Hot Wheels.
What are you going to do? Go home and play with him now?
Yeah.
I know. I have been.
I know, duh.
Anyway, yeah. I set it up and he didn't get it. He just didn't get it.
How do you not get
you
it?
I bet you have the G.I. Joes too. No, but you know what else? Oh, shit. You know what? But now this I know is mine.
He went upstairs and pilfered all the
I did not.
Stuff.
That's what you guys did.
What do I have?
I don't know.
Exactly.
But anyways.
George, kill
him. You know what else I have?
What?
I don't know.
You're going to piss him off again, aren't you?
No, because I know this is mine. I know for sure.
He does.
I don't know what the age is of our listener. Oh, who am I fucking kidding? Nobody listening. Hey, you know what? Hey, you remember Evel Knievel? The thing you wind up on his motorcycle?
Yeah.
And then as soon as you stop winding, the motorcycle just takes off like a bat out of hell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I still have it and it's still working.
Bring it over next time. We'll play with it.
That's what she said. I'm not bringing shit here. You guys are freaking like...
Bring the suitcase full of
Hot Wheels. Fuck that. You guys will never see that.
Like, I'm going to go over to Chaz to just scope out what he's got. He pilfered all the good stuff. I know.
Yo, like hell.
What happened to Kabbalah?
What's that?
Remember the game Kabbalah?
Yeah, the big eye in the middle of the game board.
It glowed in the dark?
No idea. I swear to God.
How about Green Ghost?
Green Ghost. No idea. I swear to God.
Liar.
I swear to God.
Yeah, it's up
that's
there.
That's where you used to put reach into your hand and used to be feathers and worms and all that kind
of
stuff.
Yeah, that's right. Green Ghost. Yeah. Good stuff.
How about
Rock'em Sock'em?
Oh, Rock'em Sock'em.
Who's got Rock'em Sock'em?
Yeah, who's got that?
I do.
I knew it.
No, but.
I knew it.
He broke it.
He broke it.
You know, I'm following a trend here. Wait a minute.
I know.
I bought it for my son about 10 years ago. It's a brand new one. I don't know where our original one is.
Well, it probably fell apart.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can still buy it, eh?
Can you?
Yeah,
you can.
Yeah, you can still buy Rock'em.
Okay, what about Plasticine? There's a nice chemical-free toy for kids.
Dude. And do you think there's any warning on it? Do not eat.
No.
Hey,
Cha used to make fake teeth and put them in his mouth.
Oh my God. No,
I did.
That explains a lot of things.
Yeah. No, that stuff, you'd open up the container and the smell would knock you over. But the first thing you do is smell it.
Well, for sure.
Because it's plasticine.
That's right.
It's like Play-Doh, right? Play-Doh, plasticine. People who don't know plasticine is Play-Doh.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah, and then Silly Putty.
Silly Putty was the best. What a great invention. You know, there's a whole story behind Silly Putty. We can cover that another time, but there's a whole history in how Silly Putty was actually invented. It was invented by accident. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Yeah, it was supposed to be something else, and this might sell, right?
Well, the big thing for Silly Putty was press it against a newspaper and have the newsprint come off on the Silly Putty. What the hell's as good as that?
Hey, look, it's on here now.
I know. Like, what the frickin' do?
Big deal.
I know.
Yeah, it was weird. We were weird.
We were...
Easily amused. Well, what else did we have to amuse ourselves?
Well,
there was no
true.
Internet. There was no cell phones. There was nothing.
Remember the train set we had set up downstairs? The electric trains?
Never mind the train. How about the racetracks?
Racetracks.
The electric cars.
Oh,
electric
cars. Yeah.
We had that. We had, you know what?
Dude. I was the last one playing with that stuff.
We had a ping pong table downstairs.
Yeah.
How we played ping pong in that basement, I'll never know, but we did.
Well, the roof was only 6 feet high.
I know, you couldn't lob it. But anyway, we used to set up the trains and the race cars on the ping pong table. Remember?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, it was pretty good stuff.
You know what else I remember?
What else you have, you mean? No, what?
You bitch. No, Mom threw out, remember the big wooden table hockey game we had?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The mechanical one, like metal.
Yeah.
And the springs underneath, like this was a real good, and it got thrown out.
Yeah, of course.
Well, there's a whole bunch of things that they threw out that wish we had now.
Yeah.
That's why they're valuable. Most mothers threw all the shit out.
Yes.
Wow. Yes. Anyway, so there's a lot of really crazy kind of toys that we're lucky we lived to tell the story.
Oh, yeah, but you know what?
Well, we didn't have video games. There's video games. What the hell is a video game? No. There was no video games.
Yeah, but we weren't being babied either. Like you say, the kerplunk with the plastic pointy sticks, all this kind of crap. Like, we were fine.
Use common sense.
Exactly. And if something happens, like, I remember once I stuck a little metal alley up my nose, and it went too far, and I went tried to get it out, and as I was trying to dig it out, I pushed it way back into my nose cavity. And then I told Mom, I went, just casually, I think there's an alley up in my nose.
How'd it get there?
I put it there.
Yeah.
And why I would put it there, I thought I'd be beyond that kind of thing.
Because you were a moron.
You bitch.
He was a little fuck? Yeah, well.
So anyways, as Mom, she was getting her keys, and Dad was actually home.
Her keys, going to dig it out with a key.
No, she was going to take me to the hospital.
Oh.
Well, no, you just snort it up and it comes out your mouth.
Ew, no, I actually sneezed and it shot across the room. And then what did I say when I was a kid? Cool.
Honest to God.
Yeah, so you learn though, hey, right?
I'm sorry, I just had a memory. Do you remember when you had to hold my head together when I cut it open on the garage?
Ooh, gosh.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And I was jumping off the garage. We had an outdoor, remember we had the above ground pool in the backyard?
Yes.
I climbed up on the back of the garage.
Is that the one that fell apart and flooded the neighbor's yard?
That's the one.
Okay.
That's the one, yeah. So I was on the back of the garage. So there's the garage, and then there's the back portion of the garage, like a little lower level. And I used to get up there.
It's on the outside.
On the outside. And I used to jump off it into the pool.
Right.
Well, this one time, there was the peak came down. So when you're on the back, when I jumped.
Your head hit the peak.
No, I hit a nail sticking out of the peak and cut my head open as I jumped. Right into the pool, came down, and I knew I hit my head, and I went, ow, that freaking hurt. I put my hand up, blood. I mean, I was bleeding profusely. You know how bad you bleed from your head if you cut your head, right? Well, I was bleeding all over the place. So I go in the side door, and I walk up to Ma. She's doing the dishes in the kitchen, and she's got her back to me, and I look like Carrie, you know, like I got there's freaking blood everywhere. And then I said, Ma, I think I cut my head. I'm covered in blood, and she goes, were you jumping off that garage again? How many times have I told you? And she turned around and almost passed out because, you know, it looked like something out of a freaking horror movie. She takes me into the living room, sits me down. And Scott, how old are you? You're about what? 6?
Yeah. Here, hold your brother's head together.
So I remember him. I'm getting all woozy because I'm losing so much blood.
You were getting woozy.
Yes.
Where was I? I don't remember this.
I don't know. You're out somewhere doing something, working in a quarry or something. I'm not sure. But anyway, so I remember Scott holding my head so it would, you know, lessen the bleeding. And I'm thinking, how could a little guy like him at the time do that? Like, it must have been gross.
Yes.
And the thing is, didn't take me to the hospital. I bet you if I go bald eventually, I'm going to have the ugliest head with this deep, very, very deep scar.
Didn't take you to the hospital?
No. No tetanus shot. She just
had me hold it for a week.
Yeah, just hold it there. It'll stop bleeding.
That'll toughen him up.
Just throw a hat on. Real tight one. So, yeah, I can fit. My hair is just very, not going to look right.
It's a very deep
you
cut.
Were gonna say that. Oh, yeah. So, anyway, I remember. I'm sorry. You brought that memory back to me.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, well, yeah, just think of all the things we did when we were kids. I mean, even now, parents have to know exactly where their kids are all the time.
Well, that's a good that's a good segue because, Creeks, you made me remember something. You remember we used to, I don't know if you guys did, go down to Dufferin Islands to swim?
Of course.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. My couple buddies and myself, we drove our bikes down there, and that's a hike.
Oh, yeah, pretty far.
And like what, we were like 11?
Yeah.
10 or 11, drove our bikes all the way down there, and I was swimming, and I remember scaling this bridge that went just over a little waterfall, and my foot slipped down, and I heard a pop, and I guess it was a beer bottle. My ankle had hit a beer bottle. Somebody threw a beer bottle in, and I lifted my foot out of the water to take a look, and I saw this white thing.
Bone.
It was my ankle bone that had come out because the skin got sliced so badly.
Come on.
Yeah.
You remember that?
No.
I don't remember that story.
Yeah. So I hobbled off to the side, and I remember there was a guy working there. I don't know if he's with the Parks Commission or whatever he said. And I was turning white, and my two buddies stuck with me. And I remember saying, like, oh, my gosh, dude. Like, you know, and I remember the guy saying, You know what? Here, let me just ride back home as fast as you can and tell your mom and dad.
Ride back home as fast as you can. Get your heart pumping really good.
Yeah.
Okay, so that you bleed the fucking death. Like, and then, you know, but you might make it home.
Yeah. And I remember there's a trail of blood all the way from Duff.
Oh, so you did go?
Yeah. I didn't have a choice. And I remember him pushing my ankle bone back in and it wouldn't stay in. He goes,
ankle bone. Okay, something could have been a lawsuit there. I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. But yeah, I remember him pushing on the white part, which is my ankle bone, trying to push it inside again. Oh, and it just kept, and it wouldn't stay in.
So when
in.
You got home, Ma didn't take it to the hospital. She just put a tight hat on.
Yeah, no, she did.
where's Queeks? I need him to hold this together.
Yeah. No, she did take me to a hospital. Then they put a needle right on the freaking wound. Oh, God, that was horrible. But yeah, the freaking guy, yeah, just ride your bike back home. Like nowadays, that guy'd be freaking, I'd have him up.
Oh, no, he'd be done. He'd be done.
Wow. What happened to that's a crazy kid story.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. That's pretty crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, we made our own fun. I mean, we were outside all the time. We'd leave after breakfast. And sometimes we just missed lunch. And it was always, you know, be home for dinner. They didn't know where we were.
When the streetlights went on, you had to be home.
You had to be home.
Yeah.
But we were everywhere. I mean, we jumped on our bike and just, we were gone.
Yeah.
And our parents didn't know where we were.
No.
They didn't know.
They didn't know.
But that's how kids learn responsibility and what to do and what not to do.
Yeah, not now. The helicopter parents, I don't know where they are all the time. They drive them to school.
Yeah, but
from
you
school.
Know what? You hear about more psychos out there now and pedophiles.
No, you know what? They were always there.
That's right.
The problem is now, somebody farts in Afghanistan and you hear about it on the internet.
Yeah.
I mean, you're just more aware
somebody
of it.
Somebody farts in Afghanistan. Where the hell did that come from?
I don't know. I'm just saying. I mean, you know everything now. Everything you know within seconds of what's happening everywhere. Back then, unless you watched the news at 6 or read the newspaper, how the hell else are you going to find out?
I know. That's true.
And all the little stuff. You didn't know about that stuff.
Hey, do you guys remember the first time you swore in front of mom and dad?
I do.
I do too.
I do. And I remember the first time that Oates swore in front of me. I'll tell you that story in a minute. I was like, oh, he said the F word. Yeah, I remember. We were working on the car. I think it was the Austin Marina I had. And dad was out there helping me out. I don't know. I was changing the spark plugs or something, right? And I was using the wrench on the spark plugs. My hand slipped off and smashed my finger. And I went, fuck. Dad didn't even faze him.
Oh, you
didn't faze him.
How old were you?
That's a breach of etiquette. You went right to F.
Oh,
didn't you test the waters with like shit?
Oh, no.
Bastard?
No, I dropped the F bomb.
Holy.
How old were you?
I don't know. I probably was about
8, 6.
Everyone's going to laugh, but I mean, I never swore around our parents.
Oh, no. Gosh.
We just
no.
wouldn't do it. No. I was probably about, I don't know, 17.
Oh, wow. Well,
no, I'm not. Yeah, but now, I mean, that's like every day.
The F word at 17 back then, that's ballsy, dude.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, that's ballsy.
Well, no, I mean, I used it all the time, but I mean, not in front of dad or ma. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I dropped it and he just looked at me. Okay. Kept working. I went, oh, it's cool to swear around dad. Fuck, this is great.
I remember I was in the kitchen and I was just thinking to myself, I should be able to swear. Like, come on. Like, I'm 38 now. Like, I'm joking. I forget. I think I was maybe 15, 16. And I was making a sandwich and I thought, you know what? I'm just going to make up an issue here and I'm going to swear and I'm just going to see.
Okay, so he planned it out. Mine was spontaneous. You planned it out.
Yeah, I did. Well, they didn't know that. But so I dropped the word shit. And they never heard me say anything. And I remember saying, I forget why, but I said, oh, you know, out of peanut butter or something. Oh, shit. And I'm just waiting.
And you waited for it.
Yeah, because they were at my back, right? Mm. Nothing. And because I've been swearing like all the time, like Queek said, just not in front of them, I just got caught up in it and I said, holy fuck, I can swear? And then dad got pissed.
And you took a frying pan across the back of the head.
Yeah, he got pissed. He goes, don't you talk about it, especially with your mother in the house or around here. I thought, oh fuck, I made it with shit. Then I mistaken said, fuck.
You screwed it up.
I'm an idiot.
You screwed it up.
I know. But shit passed. I was surprised.
Yeah, I never swore.
So here's the thing. So I'd never heard you swear either. So we did a lot of water skiing in the upper Niagara River. So we're water skiing and I was driving the boat. So out was skiing.
Oh, I remember this.
Oh, yeah.
He almost fucking killed me.
Wait, hold on. So we're driving. He falls like he always did.
Never,
he falls.
Never.
Yeah, whatever. So you're in the water. So now, see, the job of the guy driving the boat, now you got to drive back, and then you've got to bring the rope to him.
The big loop.
The big loop, right? So, and I was pretty good at it, but Oat, I don't know. He did something wrong. But so I circle around, maybe cut it a little tight. So instead of the handle coming to him, the rope now is wrapped around his throat.
And you're going a little too fast. So it's like brush burning me.
And I throttle it up a bit because I see there's an opportunity, right? And I get over to him. I get close to him. He's pissed. He's pissed. And he looks at me. He goes, "What are you trying to do? Fucking kill me?"
Yes.
Well, ooh. I just...
It was warranted. Ooh. It was warranted.
Ooh. Oat swore. He said the F word. That was the first time I heard you swear.
Well, I mean, the situation was pretty dramatic. I had to do something.
Yeah, whatever. You've been through worse.
What the hell?
Well, that's true.
What the hell was he doing driving? How old were you?
Four.
Four. That's fine.
No, no. You were probably just teenager.
Yeah, just
12, about. 13.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And it was like experienced, you know, cursor at the time.
Yeah.
Dropping F-bombs everywhere. Just not in front of me.
All right. There you go. What about the crazy candies we used to have back then? Like, you know, you'd eat stuff with just pure sugar, like Pixie sticks. Pixie sticks.
There it is.
Pure colored
as
sugar.
Pixie sticks. That's classic.
And the classic cigarettes. The candy cigarettes.
Yeah, but the Popeye ones.
Oh yeah, you'd buy them.
Remember
like
Popeye
a cigarette
ones?
Pack.
Yeah.
Don't promote smoking to kids. Let's sell them candy cigarettes with a little red die on the end, and you walk around pretend you're smoking with the candy cigarette.
That's right. That's right.
That's fucked up, man.
That is. That really is.
I know.
I never ate that stuff. I never liked candy.
No?
No, I prefer chocolate bars, but all that candy stuff you're talking
about. How about jawbreakers? Oh. Jawbreakers.
You just stole that from me. I was just going to say, what about jawbreakers? Here, it's
not promoted only, to break your jaw.
Eat this and you'll break your jaw. Oh, that sounds great. Let's have one.
And then we wonder why we had cavities and broken teeth and like all the stuff
it was
we're
great
eating.
Being a kid
nuts.
Back then.
See? Wow. There's another reason why we had broken teeth. It was a dirt bomb challenge.
Well, that's true. No helmets.
Hey, what's that candy you put in and it just fizzes like crazy? It's like
Pop
like,
Rocks.
Pop, oh, that's
Pop
it.
Rocks.
Pop rocks, baby.
Yeah. What kind of chemical reaction was that where you put it in your mouth and felt like everything was exploding?
I don't know. Probably toxic, though.
You think?
Probably toxic.
I remember I used to feed it to the dog.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Dog would fucking go ape shit.
Oh, Pop Rocks.
Well, actually, I mean, clarify. I think that was Greg's dog. But.
Damn it. Honestly.
Teal.
Teal's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. It's amazing we lived.
What about playing hide and seek at night?
Oh, every night in the summer, everybody would gather by the pole, the telephone pole in front of our house.
Yeah, because we were the house that we were right in the middle of the block and we had the telephone pole. But there were rules though, remember?
Yeah, you had to stay within the two blocks that were on each side of the telephone pole.
No, that's a lot. You think about it. Two city blocks there. I mean, you're talking about all your neighbors next to you and the ones behind you on the next street. You could go anywhere and the other block.
And we knew all the paths through everybody's backyard, the holes in the fences where you could jump.
One of my favorites was the stone fireplace and the Walker's property. Remember?
Yeah.
Well, I can't say Walker's. Didn't say which Walker. But yeah.
And there was a couple properties where... You better not get caught there.
The Larrabees.
Oh, they would.
Oh, Larrabees. You kidding me?
She'll go crazy.
She hated my guts.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I remember she used to pay the kids on the street to pull the worms off her grass because they weren't good for the grass.
That's the best thing for her grass.
Yeah, if only she knew. But she asked all the other kids except me. She didn't want me to do it.
Well, you were the troublemaker. Didn't you throw a dirt bomb once and hit her or something? Or?
No, I don't know. She just had it out for me. Like, she just, everybody, yeah. And they were, I forget how much she was paying, but take all the worms out, but not you. I said, what the heck? Okay, fuck you then.
But you know what? She was the second Mrs. Larrabee.
Yeah.
His first wife died. She wasn't bad. She kept to herself. It's when he married that hag that she, oh yeah. I'm surprised she didn't put up like wire fences with the barbed wire at the top. She was really protective of her grass.
And when the Frisbee went on her lawn,
oh my God.
Oh shit.
Oh my God. It's like, it's gone. Yeah. Like it's gone.
Yeah.
Who's brave enough to go in there?
Yeah. Yeah. So thank God she didn't have any like handguns or anything in the house.
Well, you don't know. She
no,
might
that's
have.
True. Like she was psycho, but
trying to get through their backyard was always a challenge.
Oh yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because all the backyards had fences.
Yeah.
It wasn't open. There were fences.
No, that's why I liked the fireplace at the Walkers. You could
climb up. Yeah.
Yeah, you'd climb onto the back of the fireplace, scale jump up over. There, jump over. It's great.
You know who I did feel sorry for, I have to be honest? Because Queek's in my room was on her side. She was the neighbor on that side.
Zimmerman.
Yeah. And I did feel sorry for her because, you used to play your music effing loud and the windows wide open. Like
I did.
It was bad. Like back then, it was like, yeah,
I used
ass.
To put a speaker in the window facing out and I'd play Frankenstein by Edgar Winter Group. And you know, the part where it goes, I used to crank it as loud as it would go. And it was like, you know, we were getting attacked by UFOs. It was great.
And Mrs. Zimmerman.
And it was pointing right at Zimmerman's bedroom window.
She's trying to water her tulips. She's got
freaking. I probably scared her cats as well. She was a big cat lady. She had like 12 cats roaming around her house all the time.
12. That's being
yeah,
kind.
I think there were more, right?
Yeah, we had a gravel driveway, and they used to use our driveway as a litter box.
I used
to drive Dad crazy.
Oh, they used to crap in the guards and everything. Yeah, it was nasty.
That's what you wanted to bring up?
Yes.
Okay.
The cat poop. Right.
Fun times.
It is good stuff. You know, we had to make up our own games, too. I mean, eventually we had Nintendo and Atari. Oh, remember Intellivision?
Intellivision, yeah. That came later, though.
Hey, where is Intellivision?
It's upstairs in the attic. You just leave it the fuck alone.
I was so tempted to take it.
I know you were. All the games are there.
I know.
You know what? We should bring it here one night and see if it works, right?
We'll have some games.
We should do it. Now, you have to get the RF converter. Right? The arc, because isn't, I mean.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's get a dial phone and an outdoor toilet.
I got a dial phone.
Yeah.
What the fuck? What do you want to do that for?
Oh, I got a dial phone.
And some weed.
An old dial phone. Lily, who used to work for me, gave me a dial phone. She was renovating a house and she took the phone. I said, yeah. She asked me, you want that? Well, yeah, I want that.
It's not going to work.
I got it hanging on the wall downstairs. It's in my retro corner, right beside the lava lamp.
That's true. That wouldn't even work. There's no rotary connection on telephones anymore.
No, it's all digital. No analog.
So thanks, Lily, if you're listening, which is a long shot, but thanks anyway.
All right.
But, so we had to make our own games. Remember Canoe Ball?
Oh, the best. We had a canoe in the backyard.
Uh-huh.
And we combined grass hockey with a canoe as the net.
Yes.
And we'd have these hockey sticks with a plastic ball.
So you're playing half court because there's only one canoe?
No.
Half court because there was only one canoe?
It was half court. So half court, remember the garage where I cut my scalp open and
almost bled
to death?
Yeah.
Well, around the back of the garage, that's where we put the canoe. So it was like an L-shaped field.
Yeah, and you had to go back over half so you couldn't score from half.
Yeah, it was
half
court. It was like half court game.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, it was like soccer, buddy.
Oh, yeah, that's right, the soccer.
It was like soccer. It was full contact soccer.
Well, we had grass hockey and we had canoe ball, which was more soccer oriented. You're correct.
It was full contact canoe ball. So, I mean, oh, man, we used to take each other out. Like full
canoe ball.
Contact.
It was like full contact soccer.
It was like rugby.
Yeah, but we had grass hockey too, which was a different game.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, canoe ball was awesome because you could kick the ball and spin it when you kicked it and have it curve.
Oh, right around the corner.
Yeah.
So. I remember that ball. It was a little red rubber ball. You remember that ball?
Yeah, but it had to hit inside the canoe.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Couldn't just hit the canoe. It had to be in the canoe.
Inside the canoe.
That's correct. Yeah, that was great. That was fun stuff.
Yeah.
You know, one time we're out front in the front yard and we're play fighting. You remember this?
Yeah.
And Oat says, oh, come on, let's go. Now, he's a little bit older than I am.
A couple of years.
Whatever.
You could fend for yourself.
Well, I thought so when I was trying to play by the rules.
What were the rules? The
rule was all contact, but no face shots, no headshots.
No headshots. So you could kick a guy in the nuts?
It was full contact.
Oh, yeah, full contact.
So we're in the front yard. We're getting ready to go, right? Go, like, fight, like in the video game, fight. Fucking Oat takes off with a flying in the air roundhouse kick right to my freaking jaw. That was the opening attack.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
I jumped up in the air and spun around, and a roundhouse kick hit
right
him right
to
in the jaw.
I spun around about six times and then fell on my face.
And I said,
I looked up at him
and I said, I win.
I went, headshot, foul. And I couldn't continue because I was seeing freaking little piggies flying around me.
Oh, what was your friend's name? Massive Boo. What was that?
I can't say his name.
I know his name.
Yeah. Anyway, he's hiding behind the hedge, and we're chucking frisbees all over the place. I line up, and I'm on one side of the hedge. He's on the other side of the hedge. I just the hardest I've ever thrown a frisbee in my life.
Line drive.
I forgot to let it go, and just as I let it go, he pops up and goes boo. Hit him right in the freaking teeth,
in the front teeth. All I saw, I was behind him. All I saw was hair go flying.
Actually, the frisbee just stayed where it was and just vibrated like bong. And then what's he say?
Massive boo.
Yeah. Oh, he was. Oh,
I'm
crazy.
Surprised I didn't kill him.
Yeah, oh, that was funny.
That was funny.
Good times. Good times.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I did that to our cousin, too.
Oh, yeah?
We were playing street hockey in front of the house at night. And then I was going to take a shot. I swung the hockey stick and it went flying. And it was. And hit him both from 30 feet away, right in the forehead, like cross. Boom! I almost killed him.
Yeah, anyway. She was amazing. We didn't get more serious injuries.
I think we should have worn a helmet 24/7.
Yeah, I know.
There was no helmets.
But then we wouldn't have these funny stories.
Oh my God, yeah, that was true.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wow, well, did we get off topic? I think we're supposed to talk about
kids
gone wild, but it's crazy Jabber guys gone wild.
Yeah, well, we lived a pretty full and adventurous, you know, kid life.
I guess so.
Yeah, we were outside all the time. We were in the house. The only time we're in the house is on Saturday mornings. Saturday morning cartoons.
You got to be there.
We lived for Saturday mornings.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right from 6 o'clock to 11:30, I had it all planned out.
Oh, man. Saturday morning, Mighty Mouse and the Jetsons and
Three Stooges.
Three Stooges.
Dude, I'm going to throw one at you. The Banana Splits.
Oh, the Banana Splits.
Come on. With the Banana Splits.
Yeah. Banana Splits.
Oh, what's the
Roger Ramjet.
Roger's Ramjets. What's that one with the Peter the Flute? H&R Puff and Stuff.
Oh, we mentioned that one.
Okay, we know it. Who's your friend when things get rough?
No, don't do it.
H&R Puff and Stuff. You can't do a little because you can't do enough.
All right. There you go. That's H&R
Freddy the Flute. Absolutely.
I used to love that show.
Witchy Poo.
You know what I have? They came up with a movie in the 70s of H&R Puff and Stuff, right? I've got about 3 lobby cards from H&R Puff and Stuff.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Well, the other two, how about... Now, Sunday morning before we went to church.
Oh, yeah, we went to church, didn't we?
Davy and Goliath.
Jesus loves you, Davy.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Davy and Goliath.
And then the other classic. We're going to do a whole show on this next one.
Well, Gumby.
Gumby.
Oh, yeah, Gumby.
Gumby was awesome.
No, I won't do it.
No,
we're going to sing the theme song.
We'll sing the same.
It's building up in me.
I thought you were going to tell the story about you and that clerk.
About what?
When I went to Walmart.
And, oh yeah, you gotta tell that story.
Well, we went to Walmart, the wife and I, and we wanted to get a dog toy for Charlie.
And you are a huge Gumby fan, just so we.
Oh yeah, love Gumby, right? Yeah.
Gumby,
oh,
well, any classic stuff like that.
Oh yeah, but he was legendary. Yeah. So anyway, we go to the dog aisle and we're looking for toys, and I see this green thing sticking out of the basket. And I went, "The hell's that?" Grab it. It's a full size, like 10-inch Gumby.
Damn.
Like perfect condition. I thought, what? They're going to give this to a dog? They're selling it as a dog toy? That's not right. Right?
It's going to get chewed up.
So I said, Dash, I'm buying it just to put it on display because I have to save it. So I did. I grabbed it. So we're at the checkout line, and there's a big lineup, you know, at Walmart. So we get to the cash. And she's scanning her stuff, and then it gets to the Gumby. She grabs it, and she's about to scan it and just throw it in the basket. And I went, oh, what are you doing? Do you know who that is?
A little bit of respect here.
And she's chewing her gum, and she looks at me, no. I said, well, let me tell you. So there's a whole lineup behind us. There had to be about 15, 20 people in line. I said,
he was once a little green slab of clay.
Gumby.
You should see what Gumby can do today.
Gumby,
he can walk into any book with his pony pal Pokey too. If you got a heart, then Gumby's a part of you.
You.
And then the next thing he hears, security, catch five, security. Well,
people are howling behind me. She's looking at me like I've lost my mind. I said, that's who Gumby is. And then we put it in the cart. I paid and I left. I feel better about it. I educated her. Yeah, and everybody respect. In line.
Oh, yeah.
Some people knew what I was doing. Other people thought, you know, this guy's nuts. But then again, it wasn't Walmart, so.
Well, that's true. Yeah. I mean, that's you know, run of the mill for Walmart. That's
for sure.
Low end.
All you were missing was the thong.
Oh, yeah. I had it on. You just couldn't see it.
Oh. Okay. There's a visual that's going to last for a while.
I know. Yikes. Yeah. Yikes.
All right. So, okay. Other stuff when we were kids, like stuff we used to play on, monkey bars. And,
oh, yeah. Monkey bars.
And remember the swings? You'd be on a swing and you'd swing like crazy. We had a swing set in the backyard.
Well, the ones in the park were safe, but the ones at you had in your backyard, I mean, they weren't mounted properly. They're just sitting on the top of the grass.
No, if you swang too high, what happened?
Swang?
Swang.
Swing, swang, swung?
Swang.
Swang.
So swung.
It's like Mike Myers in Wayne's World.
Swing. Yeah. Swing. But if you went too high, what happened?
The legs would come out.
The back legs come out. The whole thing's going to turn over.
That's what we tried to do, though.
Yeah, I know.
Well, yeah. We, yeah,
but do you imagine if it actually tipped over?
Didn't it?
It's happened to me.
Oh, I think so. I think it's tipped over a couple times.
Well, you weighed a little more than the average kid, though, when you were that age.
I mean, when he was that age. All right, let's move on.
Let's move on. Okay.
How's that cookie going down?
Pretty good.
All right, then.
Queeks brought pot cookies.
Well, you know what? They're pretty good.
They are.
Very mild.
They can't hurt.
Hey, listen, it's legal now.
Well, here it is.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
So we are... Okay, let's move on.
All right. So, yeah. So, things we used to play on. Remember the slides, the metal slides.
Yeah, but you got to watch it, though.
In July.
With the sun at its hottest, you got to slide down the thing. It's like putting your ass on a friggin' skillet.
And you got shorts on. It just burned the skin right off.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it was hot.
But we went anyway.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Anyway, those are some kid stories.
While you guys were playing with swings, I was playing with the girls across the street.
He was playing with himself is what he was doing.
Well, that too.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, that's great.
Oh, okay. We got any of that stuff?
What? Well, you know, I'm just thinking about safety and all that. You know.
There was no safety.
Well, we didn't even wear seatbelts. There were no seatbelts in cars.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we got home movies of me. This is before you're born.
Yeah.
So I'm like two.
Yeah.
Standing on the front seat in between mom and dad.
The bench
driving
seat.
In the car.
On the highway.
On the highway. Just, the highway top speed was what, 45? Anyway, we're driving along. I'm standing there. If you had to hit the brakes, I'm on the front hood.
What? Remember what happened to me? I still have I get the newspaper clipping from this. It was in the wintertime, and I was in...
The back seat.
The back seat.
Yeah.
What? Right? No seatbelt. I was in the back seat. It was a 57 Chevy, I think.
57 Chevy. Yeah.
So it was right near Queenston. So dad was going too fast, and he ascended another guy sitting at the stop sign. I ended up on the floorboards in front of Ma.
Like
right under her feet. That's how far I went flying. Right? Lucky I didn't go through the windshield. And I got it, and there's a newspaper clipping. I was my first mention in the newspaper.
Oh, yeah.
When I almost died in that accident.
There you go.
It's a true story.
Do you have any scars from that one?
Not that I know of, no.
Just emotional scars.
But not really.
Well, do you remember when we were going to that hockey game, the Flyer game? Going to the hockey game, and you were driving. I was in the front seat.
Oh, yeah.
And I think Mom and Dad... And it was a winter day, and it was you were going down the hill. Then as you were coming up, there's a car parked on the side.
Yeah,
I remember. And you hit him, and I broke the front windshield with my head.
Yeah.
And then I remember the cop saying,
Buddy, you could break a brick wall with that head.
Here he goes. Here he goes.
It's okay. Sorry, buddy. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, you're the one that messed up and got in the accident.
Yeah, I know. I remember that.
Anyways, really? The cop got there. He saw the broken windshield. He goes, who's in the front? And I said, I was. Did you break the window? I said, yeah, with my head. He goes, you okay? I went, yeah. All right, let's call tonight.
Holy.
Seriously, like nowadays, he'd probably think, dude, you could have a concussion. You better go to the hospital. Him? You all right? Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, you're good.
Qualifying questions. Are you all right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah.
We never did get to the hockey game.
No, we didn't get to the hockey game.
Wow. No.
Well, it was a sheet of ice.
Yeah, there so you say. There it is. That's right. It's the conditions. It couldn't have been
sheet
you.
Sheet of ice.
Shut up. Shut up, shit nip.
All right.
Well, what else we got?
Nothing.
There's tons.
There's tons more. Well, maybe there should be a part two or something then.
We should probably do a part two of this. Like, we've even dabbled in some of the stories of other people, mostly us.
Well, we got a lot more material.
Yeah, that's
like sure. What? Oh, you know what a good story is, though? The wedding joke. It's not a kid thing, though. We'll save that for another maybe podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah.
We'll have to remind you.
You have to find the video so we can post.
I can't find it, man.
I'll come over one night. We'll look.
Okay. I can't find
it. I never laughed that hard in my entire life.
What an idiot. Everybody's wondering what we're talking about.
Oh, we got to tell it now.
Well, you don't have
we'll,
to.
We'll finish off with that one.
All right.
So.
Let's finish off.
You want me to tell it?
Yeah, you tell it.
Yeah, go ahead.
We're at your ex-wife's sister's
wedding.
Yeah. And we've got a table. Our table's...
Now, wait a minute. This is an Italian wedding. There had to be 500 people there.
We're at a round table, and we're at the far end, away from the head table.
That's because we're a manja cakes.
Exactly. So there's like... is it like 500 people there? Easy. And then they do this thing where, you know, you got to cut up and tell a joke. And if you tell a joke, then the bride and the groom, they kiss. So get them to kiss instead of banging glasses, which became a pain.
I think everybody's familiar with the tradition.
Yeah. So you just got to come up, tell a joke. So everybody's going up, tell a joke. So I said to Joe, go tell that joke I told you. No. Come on. It's a good joke. Go tell the joke. Now, I'm going to tell the joke first. Okay, and then...
But I just heard the damn joke like a minute ago.
So anyway, here's the joke.
And then he wants me to go up and tell 500 people.
You should have written it down.
You think? And I didn't. That's why I told him. I my short-term memory's bad. I don't want to do it.
All right. How's the joke go?
So here's the joke. A woman's had a baby. Mm. And the doctor comes in and says, the baby's fine, but I got some good news and I got some bad news. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you the bad news first. The bad news is that your baby was born without any eyelids. Mm-hmm. She says, oh my God, what can you possibly do? Well, here's the good news. I can, when we circumcise them, I can take the foreskin that's left over and sew them to replace the eyelids that aren't there. She says, well, that's okay. Well, what's the bad news? Well, he's going to be a little cockeyed.
That is a good joke.
Yeah. So that's the joke.
Yeah. How do you mess that up?
Well, Chuck gets up.
Yeah, but I kept telling him, I don't want to go up there. I just heard the damn joke. And I'm trying to say it to myself in my head, and I can never finish it right.
Oh, never mind. Finally, I convince him. He's going to go up. So it's his turn. He goes walking up. 500 people are waiting for him to get there.
Everything goes fails.
It's all quiet.
And they just turn and
he goes up. He gets to the microphone.
The manja cake's about to speak. Everybody listen.
Manja cake's going to... And he's got everybody's attention. And he says the joke. He says, woman has a baby. And the doctor comes in and says, hey, good news, and they got some bad news. The bad news is that your baby has no eyelids. Well, what's the good news? Well, he's going to be a little cockeyed. And then there's like, he forgot the whole middle part. So then there's like dead silence.
And I've got a big smile on my face. Like, then it hit me. Why is no one laughing?
And then from the back of the room in this dead silence, you hear me go, ah!
Just a single fucking guy laughing. And I still couldn't put it together. Why the fuck is nobody laughing? It's a good joke.
And then he just looks around.
Then it hit me. Then it hit me.
I forgot the foreskin part.
Thank you.
I just turned around and walked away.
And he had to walk all the way back. Dude. And then the whole time, I'm laughing my ass off out loud, and everybody's just watching. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
And that go walking back to the end of that freaking hall was the longest walk of my life.
And you wonder why they sat us sat you guys at the back of the hall.
Fucking ear was out to fucking cracking up. I was so pissed though. I knew I shouldn't have went up.
Buddy, I'll remember that forever. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we're going to wrap it up there for this session of Weird and Wacky World.
I guess so. We can keep going, but I think
he's got to find the video so we can post it.
Yeah, there's a video somewhere. somewhere. We'll have to find it.
All right. That was funny.
And we'll put that in our notes on a YouTube link. You got to see that.
All right. So that's it for this session of Weird and Wacky World. Kids Gone Wild with Oat,
Queeks,
and Cha.
The Jabber Guys.
Remember to visit our website, jabberguys.com, to subscribe to our podcasts, Weird and Wacky World and Inside Rock.